Well, let's check sports locally. First, last night, let's do our track roundup for this morning. Lots of track and field action last night at the Ram Relays in Glenwood. It was Glenwood winning with 178 points. Abraham Lincoln was second with 113 points. Thomas Jefferson had 97, Creston 75, and Harlan had 72. They were the top five teams. Also for Atlantic, Tiffany Williams, a double winner last night. She won both of the long-distance races, the 1,500 and the 3,000-meter events in that meet last night in Glenwood. Also in girls' track at the Tri-Center Invitational, it was Denison with a championship as they win with 110 points. Trainer with 90 points, the runner-up. Underwood with 67. Carroll had 60. Missouri Valley, 57. Those are the top five teams. Denison won the 4x1, the 4x4, and both of the medley relays, as the Lady Monarchs won just two individual events with Ellie Mendlich winning the 800 meters and Sunday Faya winning the high jump last night. Trainer got three wins last night. Noel James won the 200 and the 400. Connor Sudman took the 100-meter hurdles also for Clarinda. Some other winners included J.C. Schumann of AHSTW. She won the 400-meter hurdles. Also, Griswold took the 4x800-meter relay last night. At the Guthrie Center Girls Invitational, Panorama was the team champ with 127 points. Also, locally, Emily Kopic of Exira EHK was a winner. She took the 3,000-meter run in that race last night. Also at the Thomas Jefferson Abraham Lincoln Boys meet over in Council Bluffs yesterday, Sergeant Bluff Luton was the champ as they win with 129 points. Lewis Central was next with 119.5. Thomas Jefferson and Harlan helped to round out the field in that meet last night, at the top anyway. Among the winners, Atlantic had two individual champions. Grant Reed won the 110 hurdles, and Alec Hayes was a champ in the high jump last night to help Atlantic's effort. Also at the Goose Invitational over in Clark, Nottoway Valley did well in the Class B division as they won with 146 points. Jared Coder had three wins for the Wolverines. He won the 400, the 800, and the 1600 meters. Heath Downing won the 200-meter dash, and Nottoway Valley also won three different relay events, the 4x4, the 4x8, and the distance medley relay last night. That's track and field action from around the region. Let's check golf last night as the Philly Golf Invitational yesterday, hosted by Shenandoah, saw Shenandoah come up a winner as they shot a 390 total. Creston with 394 was second. Harlan was third at 407. Clarinda and Abe Lincoln round out the top five in that meet yesterday. Grace Davidson of Clarinda was the individual champ, shooting a 92. Paige Powers of Harlan shot 94, and she was runner-up in the medalist competition there. Also in high school girls' golf yesterday, it was Underwood over Missouri Valley. Underwood shot a 232. Missouri Valley didn't have a team score. Also in boys' golf last night, it was Atlantic beating Denison 161 to 185. Jake Olson had the low round. He shot 36 for Atlantic. He was medalist. Clarinda beat Griswold 154 to 168. Missouri Valley topping Underwood 167 to 194. Also at the Lewis Center tournament, it was Glenwood and Nottoway Valley finishing 1-2 in that meet. Ryan Leith of Glenwood was the individual champion in that meet yesterday. In high school tennis and girls action, Shenandoah beat Abe Lincoln 8-1. In boys action, Abe Lincoln over Shenandoah 9-0. Harlan defeated Audubon 9-0. Also in high school soccer action last night, in boys play, it was Atlantic defeating Riverside 7-1. Glenwood beat Harlan 1-0. Denison over Creston 7-0. Kemper Catholic topping Lewis Central 3-1. Trainer beat Nottoway Valley 3-1. Also in girls soccer last night, it was Glenwood over Harlan 4-0. And Denison defeating Creston by a 4-3. Final yesterday. Jaime Garcia pitched a one-hitter, allowing only Domingo Santana's lined single into right field with two outs in the sixth inning as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-0 yesterday in a game heard here on KJAN. Garcia struck out 13, three more than his previous career high, and caught eight of them looking at third strikes. The lefty is 4-1 with a 1.44 ERA in his last five starts against the Brewers. Randall Grichuk and Jeremy Hazelbaker hit two-run homers. Grichuk's drive in the third off Willie Peralta barely eluded the glove of center fielder Keon Broxton. Grichuk appeared to pass teammate Brandon Moss rounding first while looking to see if Broxton made the catch. but the Brewers didn't challenge. Hazel Baker hit his team-high third home run of the season in the seventh against Chris Capuano. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Philadelphia over San Diego 3-0. Colorado beat San Francisco 11-6. Washington over Atlanta 6-2. The Cubs beat Cincinnati 8-1, and the Dodgers over Arizona 5-2. One interleague game saw Detroit beat Pittsburgh by a final of 7-4. Ian Kennedy threw seven strong innings. Eric Hosmer hit a two-run double during a five-run sixth inning as the Kansas City Royals beat the Houston Astros 6-2 last night. Kennedy started with five hitless innings and retired 14 straight before Carlos Gomez leadoff single to center in the sixth inning. Kennedy struck out seven, allowing only a run on two hits and two walks. Mike Moustakas hit a solo homer in the first. He went 2-for-4 with a walk to help lead the Royals. Hosmer, Lorenzo Cain, Alex Gordon, and Omar Infante each had two hits as the Royals set a season high with 13 hits. The defending World Series champs are 7-2 after winning the final three games of a four-game set with the Astros. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1, Cleveland over Tampa Bay 6-0, Toronto beat the New York Yankees 4-2, Texas over Baltimore 6-3. In the Pacific Coast League, Iowa beat New Orleans 4-2. It was Omaha over Round Rock 8-7. Well, the NHL's top team in the regular season is off to a fine start in the Stanley Cup playoffs as Marcus Johansson set up goals by John Carlson and Jay Beagle, and the Washington Capitals win a 2-0 game over Philadelphia last night. Chalk up a shutout win for the number one seed in the Western Conference as well as Jamie Benn scored an insurance goal and had a couple of assists as the Dallas Stars beat Minnesota 4-0 last night. The Sharks struck first in their opening round series in Los Angeles. Joe Pavelski snapped a 3-all deadlock 17 seconds into the third period, and San Jose held on for a 4-3 win over the LA Kings. The New York Islanders became the first road team to win a playoff game, doing it by scoring twice in the third period in a 5-4 win at Florida. Iowa offensive line coach Brian Ferentz says the Hawkeyes need to find a way to protect quarterback C.J. Beathard. Five players with starting experience returned from a line that helped the Hawkeyes roll to a 12-0 regular season, but Ferentz says there is plenty of room for improvement, and it starts by giving Beathard some more time to throw.
You know, we gave up 32 sacks last year, so we gave up seven in the bowl game. I think we may have only given up three in the Big Ten championship game, but it sure felt like more than that. I'd like to sit here and tell you that they were all the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers' faults, but I think we all know that's not true.
Beathard finished with 17 touchdowns and more than 2,800 yards passing, but was sacked a total of 10 times in their final two games. The Hawkeyes will close out spring drills with an open practice on April 23rd. A few other sports notes. The first overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft now belongs to the Los Angeles Rams, who acquired it from the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee swaps the number one choice to the Rams, along with its picks in the fourth and sixth round, for the 15th overall selection, two second-round selections, and their third-round pick in the draft. The Titans also get the Rams' first and third-round picks next year. Tennessee now has six of the first 76 picks in the draft, which begins on April 28th. And in college basketball news, Memphis has hired men's basketball coach Tubby Smith as the program tries to return to the NCAA tournament. The Tigers lured Smith away from Texas Tech with a five-year contract worth $15.45 million. He and Lon Kruger are the only two coaches to guide five different schools to the NCAA tournament, and he just led the Raiders back to the tourney. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.